We're going to do Ask Antonio now, where Antonio's teammates ask him questions. Some of the stuff is really not football related. Some of it is. Let's listen in to the first Texan.
All right, what's up, Tom? This is Tug, man. I want to ask you, when's the ninja school opening up? Because I want to be a ninja like you, man.
That's Justin Tuggle, former quarterback, linebacker from Kansas State.
Since he's a rookie, would he be like elementary school?
Yeah, he would come in at the stage of grasshopper. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, grasshopper.
Snatch the pebble from my hand.
I have yet to let Tuggle into the school of ninjutsu. I'm gonna have to go on and get him in. You know, he stayed to himself a lot. You know.
Oh, really?
I'm glad that he wants to join the school. You know, for now I'm gonna have to take him up under the wing.
He started on Sunday because
he had
three linebackers inside or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive stuff, him getting that start.
Oh yeah. I mean, the whole defense was. Who said that? Brooks said, man, it was one time I walked in the huddle and I didn't recognize nobody. I didn't recognize nobody in the huddle.
You got Starling, Josh Victorian, Justin Tuggle.
The DB huddle was like that. Yeah, Tarpinian.
Tarpinian had 10 tackles in the game.
Tarpinian. Oh, yeah.
Pass defense.
He had 16. They corrected it the day after.
They did?
Whoa.
He had 16 tackles, according to the coaches. And it seemed like you heard Jeff Tarpinian on the tackle like for the entire first quarter.
He's going to the Pro Bowl all of a sudden.
we seen it in practice. Me and JJ have been talking about him in practice, you know, and he got this one stunt that he runs to a tee that gets JJ free every time. And me and JJ was just talking about it, you know, every day in the meeting. And just before you know it, all of a sudden, you talking about this Tarpanian kid every day. He's going to be a good player.
Wow, hey, maybe that, you know what? Little diamonds in the rough that you can find in these situations where you have so many injuries. Let's get to the next question for Ask Antonio.
My main man, Tom Shadamas. How you doing, bro? I need to know this. What do you think you'll be doing in about 15 years?
Is that DJ Swag?
That sounds like DJ.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing in 15 years?
Yeah, then he backed
15
away.
Or 15?
Then he backed away from the mic.
See, Antonio knows. You don't back away from the mic.
Yes.
That's a rookie mistake right there.
No, he's a rapper. That's why he does that.
Oh, maybe.
Right?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's what musicians do.
In 15 years, huh?
You'll be what, 47?
Yeah, 15 years. I'll be cowboying up all day long.
Cowboy.
You know, okay, I might do a movie or two here and there. You know what I'm saying? Stuff in the
martial
works.
Arts movie.
A cowboy or a ninja movie?
Whatever.
Oh, whatever.
Cowboy ninja.
Cowboy ninja drama. You know, I do it all.
Tonster Domus.
You going to reunite with Sean Cody?
I'm a pretty good actor.
You going to reunite with Sean Cody? He's trying to get into
motion
pictures.
Me and Cody do good work together.
You do.
You do. In fact, isn't On the Nose still on Houston Texans?
Yes, it is.
Somewhere.
Absolutely.
You go to the archives, and the Tonster Domus one, my all-time favorite.
And tell me this, you were set up and about to, or you're almost going to, in the last offseason, they have some sort of boot camp for NFL players. What's that all about?
The Hollywood boot camp.
Hollywood
boot camp. Me and Cody was going to do it last offseason, but we didn't get our paperwork in time. We didn't know it was a deadline, and we kind of didn't get it in there. So we went to call on the PA to see if we could get in anyway, but no cigar.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, they said they got guys on a waiting list trying to get into that program every year. So you gotta put your bid in pretty fast.
This is for all professional athletes or just NFL players?
It's NFL players. It's IPA. They put it together.
Oh, cool.
But now, you've got Arian. What do you need to go to boot camp for?
Yeah, but
just
see,
hit him up.
Arian got the Arian thing going. He's not going to be able to say, hey, could you get put my boy Tone in the movie with you? No, they're not going to.
You're in direct competition now for parts.
Yeah.
What about broadcast boot camp? Because that's a reality as well. Mm-hmm. Jay Foreman did that, who does a segment with us every week on Texans Radio.
They have that, too.
Mm-hmm.
They have, man, probably got all kind of boot camps, you know, for after football life, you know, that you can think of.
What about you doing some?
They got the business program. They got all of them.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about you doing some broadcasting after you're done? Not that we want
to
rush
really
you out of the game.
I've never really seen myself as a broadcaster, but every time I've, you know, did shows and they're fun, I like them, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun, I'll do it.
Okay. Next question on Ask Antonio.
Hey, Big Tone. I mean to ask you. Do ninjas ride in Rolls Royces? Or cowboys ride in Rolls Royces?
Okay, that's Posey.
I could Oh,
what he asked, do ninjas ride in Rolls Royces or do cowboys ride in Rolls Royces?
Way to call me out, Pose.
Oh, is he making fun of you? Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you talked about this on the show.
He's making fun of me on the low. It depends on which hat I'm wearing that day.
Does Tone Stradamus.
Cowboy hat. If I'm wearing a ninja mask.
Right.
Or if I'm wearing the gray hairs, you know. Because, you know, when I turn to Tone Stradamus, everything just go gray. I get my long ancient Chinese secret beard, you know.
Well, the best thing is the gray eyebrows. I mean, that's what makes the costume. Yeah, you do the eyebrow move. That's good. Okay, final question on tonight's Ask Antonio segment.
Tone Stradamus, this is Ben Tate. I would like to know, what do you see in the future for Ben Tate and why?
What does Tone Stradamus see for Ben Tate?
Tone Stradamus sees a future for Ben Tate on a team that is a team.
Is that it?
That's pretty much a Tone Stradamus prediction right there. Yeah. A 100% guarantee on a team that is a team.
What about healing for his ribs?
Sport.
What about four healed ribs in addition to the 20 other ribs?
Yeah,
that's not what he was talking about, but
right.
He knows I wish him well with the ribs, you know.
You know, we had him on today, and you get the feeling not 100% quite yet. It's been four weeks plus. He said,
you're not going to be on 100% with that. I had two, you know, just up at the top. And I still feel it to this day.
Oh, so. Really?
He ain't nowhere near 100%.
Now, was this during a season and you had to play through it?
Yes, yes.
So how many weeks did it take till it was sort of tolerable?
I tolerated it the rest of the season, you know. But it just was painful. That's all it is, especially when you're dealing with those ribs, you know. It just gets real painful. And if you get hit at it, you don't want to hit as much, you know, because you get compressed, you don't tackle, you know. It's a nagging type
of. So I'm guessing running back is the worst possible position.
Yes, and you will see, I can tell when he's running, you know, that when he falls, he really don't want to fall. And every time he falls on him, he kind of slow getting up. And I had to, I wouldn't even say the privilege. I had the nightmare of stepping in a training room while they was trying to get him ready to play.
Oh, gosh. Really?
What?
DP. Just think. Mad scientists at work.
Biting a pillow and everything.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, oh, man, I can't watch no more. Okay.
Well, in the Dan.
Tone Stradamus predicts.
In the Dan Pastorini
leading.
Book, Taking Flack, written by my buddy John Lopez, co-written, he talks about having the broken ribs in the 70s. And, you know, the flak jack was developed for him, and everyone else started to use it. But he said that they used to shoot him up, and the needles were long and strong, it did not feel good. And
they don't just put it in one time.
Yeah. And the doctor said that, wait, I think I punctured a lung or something like that.
What?
No, he didn't really, but they were joking about it. I guess it wasn't that funny at the time.
And Antonio, for the record, just made a move with his hands where he was kind of
held about 10 inches apart.
Two index fingers about 7-8 inches apart.
Man.
Showing this is how long
you know, some a bit of exaggeration, but not too far-fetched.
Right.
Right.
It was pretty long. It was enough to make me turn my head. I ain't watching this, man.
Yeah, this is Antonio Smith turning his head.
Did you have to do that when you had the broken ribs?
I got ninja blood.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So it self-anesthetizes pain. Ninja blood. Okay.
The pain makes me. And what it really does, pain is good for me. It lets me know that I'm human, you know.
Because sometimes we need to be reminded.
You need to.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a ninja.